In this module, I'm going to show you a little bit about the calendar. The calendar feature lets you better manage your schedule. It allows you to set appointments, it reminds you of important dates, and even lets you set up meetings with your colleagues and coworkers. To start the calendar from the Today screen, press the Windows key and the letter C.
Start menu Today. Calendar.
Now press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus calendar Thursday, October 30th, 2003. List view 0 items.
You notice you're put into a list view and the date was announced. In this case, it's the date that we're making this recording, October the 30th, and it said 0 items. That means there are no appointments for today. If there were appointments, one or more of them, they would be included in this list view, and you could arrow up and down through the list view and press Enter on any of the appointments you wanted to know more about. Let's go ahead and enter a new appointment. Press the Alt key.
Menu active, new.
And press Enter on New.
Enter. Leaving menus. Subject colon. Edit combo.
Now we're in an edit combo. The top line of this combo is an edit field that allows me to actually put in the name of the appointment. If I were to arrow down through this combo, I would find a number of canned entries, which are there for the convenience of Pocket PC users. Most people are using Pocket PC with a stylus that they tap on choices which are put onto a touchscreen. And it's much faster to pick one of these pre-loaded choices than it is to try and write your actual appointment name with the stylus. Since we're using a keyboard, I'm going to go ahead and enter a name. And we're going to say staff meeting.
S-T-A-F-F space M-E-E-T-I-N-G.
Once I'm satisfied with my appointment title, I'll press Enter.
Enter calendar dialog, appointment page, list view subject, colon, staff meeting 1 of 12.
I find myself in a list view. It has 12 things in it. The first item in the list view is the subject line that we just put together called staff meeting. Below the subject line are items which I can change as I set up my appointment. Let's down arrow.
Location colon.
That's very important. Let's press enter on location.
Enter location colon edit combo 0 items.
And I find myself on another edit field. I'm going to enter conference room number 1.
C-O-N-F-E-R-E-N-C-E space R-O-O-M space number 1.
And I'm going to make sure that I actually entered that correctly. I'm going to do a say line.
Conference room number 1, 0 items.
Okay, conference room number 1 sounds fine to me. I'll accept that by pressing enter.
Enter, list view location, colon, conference room number 1, 2 of 12.
And as you hear, we're back in the list view, and it now reflects the change that I've made by announcing the location field that we just entered. Let's down arrow.
Starts colon 10/30/03/12 p.m.
The start time is listed. The default is 12 p.m. I'm going to press enter to change that.
Starts colon edit combo 12 p.m. 25:48.
My meeting actually begins at 4 p.m., so we're going to set the time to 4 p.m. by pressing down arrow.
12:30 p.m. 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m., 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m., 3 p.m., 3:30 p.m., 4 p.m.
I'll accept that by pressing Enter.
Enter. List view starts colon 4 p.m. 3 of 12.
Now I'll press down arrow again.
Ends colon 5 p.m.
Now you'll notice that by default, PacMate assumes that our meeting is an hour long. If I press Enter, I can change that just like I changed the start time. But an hour-long meeting is just fine, so I'll leave it as it is. Let's down arrow.
All day colon, no.
Now we have the option of specifying whether this is an all-day meeting or whether it's not an all-day meeting. Right now, the default is no. If I wish to change that, I would press enter, and I would have the option of changing that to yes. Let's down arrow again.
Occurs colon, once.
This is an important thing to have. The occurrence of a meeting can be changed. Let's press enter and look at this.
Enter, occurs, colon, combo, box, once, 1 of 5.
We have 5 different choices here. The first one is once, a one-time meeting. Let's down arrow.
Every Thursday. Day 30 of every month. Every October 30. Let's edit pattern ...
So we have several choices. I can specify that we're meeting every Thursday, the 30th of every month, or every October 30th. And at the bottom of this list of choices is an edit field where I can specify the meeting pattern. This meeting actually occurs once a month, so I'm going to up arrow to
every October 30, day 30 of every month.
Day 30 of every month. I'll accept that change by pressing Enter.
Enter calendar dialog appointment page list view occurs colon day 30 of every month 6 of 12.
So I've now indicated that this meeting is going to occur the 30th of every month, and it will dutifully appear on my calendar the 30th day of every month. Let's down arrow together.
Reminder colon remind me 15 minute left paren s right paren.
I can specify that PacMate reminds me. Right now it's set up to remind me 15 minutes before the meeting begins. It'll sound a chime and speak the message that there's a meeting coming up in 15 minutes. If I wanted to press enter on this, I could change that, but I'll let it remind me. Let's down arrow.
Categories colon no categories dot dot dot.
Now we hit a choice called categories. Right now it says no categories. If I were to press enter on this, we would find a number of pre-canned categories, just like PacMate contains a number of preloaded subject lines. I'm not going to take advantage of that at this time, though. Let's press down arrow.
Attendees colon no attendees dot dot dot.
I have the option, if I press enter on this, of specifying who I want to attend the meeting. And PacMate will actually go out to my contacts list and take the names from that list to specify as attendees. As you work further with tasks, you'll find that you can also use functions within Calendar to send emails that announce the appointments to these attendees once you've got them listed. Let's down arrow again.
Status colon busy.
So it lets me set my status. I'll press down arrow again.
Sensitivity colon normal.
And as you can hear, this option lets me set the sensitivity of the appointment. Once I've set all these options to my satisfaction, I enter this appointment into the calendar by pressing the escape key.
Close button, Thursday, October 30th, 2003, list view staff meeting, 4 p.m.-5 p.m. left paren conference room number 1, right paren 1 of 1.
And now my list view has one whole appointment in it for the 30th of October. Let's go back to the Today screen and see how it's changed since we've entered this appointment. Press the escape key again.
Close button, Today.
Now I should be at the top of the Today screen. Let me press the up arrow to be sure.
Thursday, October 30th, 2003.
Now let's down arrow through the Today screen and listen to the changes that were made.
Tap here to set owner information. Staff meeting. 4 p.m.-5 p.m. left parent conference room number 1 dot dot dot.
And instead of hearing no appointments, we hear staff meeting. And then when I pressed down arrow again, we heard the time and the location and dot 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 indicating there was more if I wanted to go after it. If I wanted to retrieve the rest of the information about this appointment, all I would have to do would be to press enter to get back to the list view that has the appointments. And then I can press enter again if I want to get back into the list view. And then I could arrow down through those and hear what they are. And this concludes the module on the calendar. Please join me in the next module.